How do you handle the peaks of incoming social media messages during your event or in crisis situations? Dimitri Callens shares some tips. Hi Dimitri, welcome back to our studio.
Thank you.
One of the main issues that event organizers have with social media is the day of their event, because the volume, the peaks of incoming messages at that specific day is so high that they just can't handle it. How do you deal with that?
Exactly. In events, that's a real outspoken thing. Other brands can have it as well during times of crises. But indeed, social media goes in peaks. So you need to be prepared for that. And of course, for that, you need tooling. You can't handle that directly on Facebook, neither on Twitter, neither on any of the other social networks.
Why not?
Because they don't offer features that really make sure that your team can handle those peaks. To give an example, it might be that you have a brand which is really well known and that a lot of people are always discussing. Then the better choice for you would be to only answer to those questions which are really directed at you. If somebody mentions you on Twitter, don't respond to it.
Yeah.
You can retweet it, of course, as a kind of an ambassador thing and making sure that if it was good content. But otherwise, don't answer it. Just let it go with the flow. And only answer to people really at mentioning you directly. Yeah. Because in that way, you can already filter it out. Can you filter it out on Twitter? Yes. But can you then easily respond and make sure that you have a kind of inbox zero principle? Make it as easy as email.
Yeah, because how do you know what message already has been answered and what message isn't, if you're working with a team, and especially at an event.
And that's what you need a tool for. And then the moment that you have tools and that you can filter on that, that's only a very small part of the possibilities. Other things that can be offered is, for example, that you can, if you work as an international brand and you're active in different countries, you must make sure that if people are speaking at you in their own language, that your team is ready to answer to those questions. So what you should be able to do is really make sure that any tweets coming in a certain language is that they are automatically assigned to your community manager that masters that language. But and that is possible with tooling.
Your tool engager detects automatically what language it is in and then assigns it to the right team.
Absolutely. Engager detects over 166 languages. All different languages.
Even the social media small talk, because the words there are sometimes a little bit different than in the real world.
The smaller the data, in fact, like a tweet is only 140 characters, the more difficult it becomes. But nowadays, the data science really are on top of that, and that really works well. In Engager, the language detection is over 80% correct, which is very good. Comparing that on Twitter, indeed, a lot of dialect or slang is being used. Computers understand more and more nowadays, so that goes really well.
They start to speak dialects.
Yeah, exactly. And then you simply build in the workflow that it should be directed at someone else.
Are there other use cases where you would automatically assign messages to certain people in your team?
Yes. We know that some companies, for example, they make sure that any tweets that come in and that have a very negative sentiment, that those are being responded to quicker. So in most of the tools, you have sentiment analysis in different languages. Another very good example would be that you would easily detect any people on Twitter that have many, many followers. So that you make sure that you answer those quickly as well. Another thing, I'm not sure whether that is a best practice, because in my view, anybody should be treated the same. But what we often see, and in my case, that in my thinking, that is a very good practice, is that if you have consumers who often tweet about you in a very good way, who really are your ambassadors, you can also tag them, label them in the program, and you can then make sure that any tweets coming in from those people are also prioritized, and that they get an answer much quicker.
Okay, and that's interesting. And then also assign between operators. So yes. If I don't know the answer, I can assign it to you for follow-up.
Absolutely. And so in today's society, community managers, it's a job that is quite flexible. Sometimes people work at home, et cetera, et cetera. They know different things. They are in contact with different departments in the company. At that point, it can be very interesting when a tweet comes in and you think, I have a colleague who is a specialist in this matter, mm-hmm. to forward it to that colleague who can then immediately ask, maybe even in another country, what the answer would be.
Okay.
In that case, even in a chat in the application is possible.
And how do you handle, for example, at an event, you will get a lot of the same questions
yes.
coming mm-hmm. in. All people want to know where the toilets are, where you can find the food and things like that.
Exactly. That's a very good point. The thing there is that, as in any contact center software, for example, you can make use of canned responses. Mm-hmm. We have noticed indeed when in a trial period with the tooling, when we set it up, is that the questions being directed at brands are like for 80% always the same questions. Mm-hmm. We make sure to understand those questions and then... those canned responses, so responses which you already worked on before, mm-hmm. can be put in place.
But doesn't it get boring then for all your other followers that mm-hmm. you're constantly saying, oh well, the toilets are there, the toilets are there.
No, that's the thing is that it remains social media. It's the same with some brands ask us, oh, so then we can automatically reply to any
yeah,
messages.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. Because it's social media. If you let the computer answer it, it's not social anymore. It's really a dialogue between people. So those canned responses, they really are there to help the community managers in not having to type as much, but they can always give it a personal touch. And that is what you see within big enterprises. The community managers, if a question comes in that is being asked repeatedly, then they will use a canned response. Sometimes they even have a choice out of 5 canned responses, but they can always add a personal touch to it because yeah. you can adapt yourself to the tone of voice of the consumer, or you can fit in a joke even. Those yeah. are some best practices. And in this case, it really becomes social media.
The most important thing today to remember, I think, is find a very good tool like Engager mm-hmm. to make sure you can handle all those challenges.
Absolutely. And make sure that your community managers understand the tool and its possibilities and remain very human and social within those answers.
Dimitri, thank you very much for coming
You're
over.
You're very welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.